Hello, and welcome to today's discussion on Cybertown, which is a 3D virtual community. My name is Jill Linth. I am the mayor of Cybertown, and I'd like to introduce you to the panel of people I have with me today. This is Cheer Coach. Cheer Coach is my deputy mayor. Next to her is Jason R.C. Jason is what we call a mayor's secretary, and he is also the sponsor IC. To my right is Woven Croft. He is our latest comm tech. He will be working on the technical aspects of Cybertown. And next to him is JDB Educator. JDB's roles change about every month. But for the most part, he is the editor for Cybertown, so he does most of our production material, newsletters, that kind of thing, and keeps the city basically informed on what we're doing. I would like to turn it over to John now for a few minutes, JDB, and so he can log into Cybertown and take you to one of the places that we have within the city called Sunset Beach. Hopefully there will be people there ready to talk to us.
Dang, girl, you're going to make me read?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you see here, this is the cover page for the standard entrance to Cybertown. There's also a back route which allows you to go directly to your home, and that's my preference. But for today, I went ahead and saved this. Now, you'll see there's that log on join. I click on that. It comes to this screen where you type on your nickname. Oh, cool.
There you go. Use that.
I wasn't sure that was going to work. And then your classic little password. And then you click enter. You'll notice down below it says Yahoo Internet Life's selection to the 100 best sites back in when, 202, 203?
Yeah, something like it.
This is the plaza. It's the main entry point to Cybertown, and we'll give you not much of a look at that right now. We'll come back to
it. There it is, right there.
But you can see it in 2D, and you can see that we've got 10 people there right now. But we're going to go ahead and go over to Sunset Beach, where presumably we have people waiting for us. We'll believe it. Where did the favorites
Why
go?
Why would you do that? Why not just click on the next? Be like normal people. Click the next button. That's where they're going to learn. You click the next button, it'll show you all the places available.
Yeah, on the jump gate.
Next button.
Next button.
And these two argue all the time.
I never use the next button.
Well, you're learning something new then, just like everybody else.
Now I got to scroll down. Dang, you're just a pain in the rear.
This is all Java-based chat at this point. When you're in 2D like we are right now, you have the capability of doing 3D as well, which is virtual reality modeling language. But right now we're going
to
stay in 2D chat until we get where we're going. And if nobody's in Sunset Beach, it's not going to be there.
And I haven't seen it.
It's a long list. There's 45 different people. There's 45 places currently being occupied
in the
city.
We got four people at Sunset Beach right now.
Jim will move there shortly, probably. And just click on it, click open, and it takes you to that location.
And that takes it to you. And, again, we'll stay in 2D. You have to have the Blackson Contact software or another one, I think. There's some of the others.
There's Blackson software, which is a plug-in for the 3D. There are two or three other virtual reality modeling language plug-in, but the preferred one for Cybertown is either Blackson Contact version 5.1, and then they also have the programmers from that split off to Bit Management Software, which is now Bit Management version 6.2 is the latest and greatest version for 3D.
Boy, that doesn't want to.
Looks to me like your job is not working too good, or what?
There's also a way that you can go travel throughout our city, and that is underneath the jump gate. There are every single colony that we have within Cybertown, which we have 10 colonies right now, and all of our various places. So anytime you go to the jump gate, you will get a complete list of any place that you'd like to go. You can highlight that area, and you can immediately go to that section of the city.
Now this is a 3D variety.
And welcome
you can
to
see
Sunset
it's
Beach.
Really pretty realistic. Now keep in mind that we're on a laptop and not a...
Yeah, and very close to dial-up.
Yeah.
You will notice next to each person's nickname that's basically speaking within the city right now, there's a job title. Cybertown is based on a virtual community, which means that we have various positions within the city They start from each area within a colony is divided into neighborhoods. Those neighborhoods have blocks. So most people start out as a block deputy. They move up to a block leader. Therefore, then they go on to a neighborhood deputy, neighborhood leader, a colony deputy, and then a colony leader. We actually have a colony leader here with us today, and that's Carol. Carol is the colony leader of Inner Realms. Inner Realms is a spiritual colony. We also have what we call E-Colony, which is basically entertainment. We have the ninth dimension.
Ninth dimension.
We have a colony called High-Tech, Games, Sci-Fi. I'm going to get killed if I don't remember every single one of them.
Adventure.
Adventure, right. Adventure and, Colony.
Yeah, hit the one, do not show up again.
Campus.
We also have the campus, which is more of an educational section of the city.
And we want to take a look at that later, too, if you want to.
And Moose
you can wander around in here.
Yeah, take a look at this.
I know.
You get to travel 3D.
Notice that folks have their swimming avatars or beach attire on.
Yeah, Holodoc didn't know whether.
Are these people that are logged in right now?
Excuse
and
me?
Sunset Beach.
Yes, these are people actually online with us right now.
Yeah, Holodoc,
Sunset Beach
I didn't.
Is
Holodoc
one of
is a dandy character. He has he has swim fins on his avatar.
Yeah, well, he didn't know whether to wear his Hawaiian shirt or, you know, put on his skin diver.
You can navigate about the 3D world by right-clicking anywhere on a 3D screen. And if I could operate this mouse, you can click on various viewpoints, and it'll take you to a different location within the world. There's a cabana-type situation there where you can wander around in. You can walk. You can see. Should we see what your avatar looks like, John? Or
yeah,
would we
well,
be afraid?
It's a decent one,
okay.
Unlike yours.
Oh, no, mine's fine.
When they're talking about avatars, what you can have within the city is a personality, and that is called your avatar. You can change your avatar. A lot of people actually design their own.
Yeah, mine's. I made it myself on the avatar.
So we're on a boat now, and the boat's rocking up and down with the waves, so if you get seasick, you could conceivably do that. That's. I'll get on dry land again. We'll see what JDB's avatar looks like.
And it depends on what version he's using.
I hear sound. I just don't hear chatting. We never did get it. There's voice chat as well. But John is having technical difficulties, and we can't hear the voice chat going on in 3D at the moment.
How do I get him to shut up? Most of the areas in the city, besides the colonies, you have different city places. You'll have the Cybertown Bank, the beach, Sunset Beach, there's the pool area, there's a Cybertown Museum, my pet project, there's an actual mall. Each of these city areas are run by a chief who also has assistants, and these are jobs that, you know, you apply for. Sometimes you start out as an assistant and work your way up. If the chief position opens up, you apply for it like you would any other job. Most of these city places don't require experience in that particular area, but it is extremely helpful if you have a base knowledge of that particular subject that's near and dear to you, such as the museum, which is why we have that. I chose that because I like old things. But then there's the bank, which was run by a gentleman that we have in Cybertown who actually works for a bank. The mall is run by several artists. One of them is Woven. He's a checker, so he makes sure that the VRML is exact and it won't crash your computers when you enter into the 3D world and you look at your objects. Right, VRML is where what you use to create various objects, which is just like what you have in your homes. You can have TVs and couches, and you decorate your homes, which is also part of why we have the museum, so that we could have saved all these various things that were made throughout the city. We also have artists, real artists, graphic artists, and people who do hand art, who make their art into pictures that you can hang on your wall, and then sometimes they'll load these up to different other art sites throughout the internet.
And one of the interesting things is in Cybertown, we talked about the bank. That's not something that's found on most 3D sites.
Yes.
We also have a stock market.
Yes, we do.
Where you can buy and sell.
You can make lots of money.
It's not
yeah,
good money.
But no. We keep talking to our banker about getting an exchange rate with the various currency markets. And he keeps saying we can't do that.
It would be difficult.
Virtual money, folks. Cyber cash.
Yeah. In Cybertown, we use virtual cash. And it's really fun. if you don't have any experience in the stock market, like I don't, and you start buying stocks, and they actually teach you how to really work with a lot of Cybertown is a learning experience. You can go in there and know absolutely nothing about HTML or VRML or anything, and there's so many people there that will help you learn. I learned how to hand code VRML, which is what you make 3D objects with. I don't use a program. It's easier for me to, I'm a visual learner. So I do everything by typing in the codes. Some people use graphics programs, Spaz 3D, and what else is there, Wolf?
Say again, I'm sorry, I was...
Besides Spaz, what do you use?
There's VRML pad, which you can hand code with. You can actually hand code with Notepad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's Spaz 3D, which has evolved into Viz X3D, which does XML and X3D capability code. There are several that are no longer supported by their creators that are available out there for free. Anything search for a VRML editor will show you what there is out there. There's a beta test going on right now with Viz X3D. That's good for every, he redoes that periodically, so good for 30 days. You can play with it. It works fully functional and everything. So yeah, it's there. You can create easily enough.
We have several people who provide links to various resources so that you can learn these things if you're interested in them. Or if you just want to go to Cybertown just to have fun. There's games, there's activities. Each of the various city places hold activities. The colonies, we feature Colony of the Month. Each month a different colony is featured, and they have games and activities that you can do.
Sci-fi bingo.
Yes, sci-fi bingo. If you like bingo, we have a 3D version of bingo, and it's actually a program that somebody on site wrote up, and it generates the balls just like a bingo machine, and they play and they win cyber cash, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, we just have a ball. A lot of the things that we do is to help you. We have yearly awards where we do, like the mall has the Mall Awards.
Mall of Excellence. Yes, Mall
right,
of Excellence.
Right, the Mall of Excellence. Last year I got the artist Mo. I was very touched. It was the first time I had ever received anything for my art. But each year they have the Mo of Excellence Awards, and it's a beautiful way to recognize the creators in town. The mayor has a yearly a mayor's ball where she recognizes people who work, because all of us work. In real life I'm a teacher, but in virtual reality I'm the deputy mayor now. I'm also the museum curator and places liaison. So we do various things, and we don't get paid. I mean, we not real money. We get paid cyber cash. So this is like our volunteer jobs, and the mayor will recognize us, or the founder will recognize us, you know, by having a party or a ball. We call them balls. And actually, we do. Our avatars dress up, and we dance, and we have a great time, and we just joke, and there's a lot of laughs and fun.
Yeah, well. As you can see, the avatars get all dressed up. We don't want, oh my goodness, you got a belly dancer. Space Rat Jim's one of the other comtechs. You see his name on there right now. He was going to be here today. He actually lives in the Atlanta area, but he was unable to make it due to some mechanical difficulties with his vehicles. There was something else that was in my little brain when she was talking, and it went away. Oh, well.
I think one of the important things about Cybertown as well is Cybertown is a virtual community, so that means that we are worldwide. We have people and members that are not only just from the United States, but from various locations all over the world. Jason here actually came all the way from London just to be with us for this weekend. Carol and her fiance Mike have come from Canada. We've got someone from Florida, New York, Chicago.
Belgium. Germany, you know, France.
We've hooked up, you know, in various locations, but it really is a worldwide community. We encourage, you know, people from all over the world to come and basically have fun with us. Cybertown is a fun city. It is very educational, but it is also a place where you can meet a lot of great individual people. I've been very fortunate. Some of my closest and dearest friends now I've met in Cybertown, and they mean the world to me, and I wouldn't give them up for anything in this world, you know, and I'm very blessed to have them in my life. And I never would have met them if there wasn't the opportunity of Cybertown for me to meet these people, and I've also learned a lot from them more and more every day. So it's a great place to come and just have some fun.
Yeah. Well, we've got one on here right now, Holodoc's in New York City. Mm-hmm. I asked them to tell me, and obviously everybody's not reading the chat right now. Sometimes they just lurk.
Yeah. And you talk about the lurk.
Okay, there's one Cornwall in the UK, and there's one South Florida. I mean, these are people that are currently in Cybertown right now to be here with us today.
And you notice that Mortis is actually has a title that says Security Officer. Cybertown is a PG site, which means we care very much about the children out there. There's a lot of places that they can go where we all know that they can be harmed, and that just simply doesn't happen in Cybertown. We don't allow rude chat, sexual chat, avatars that would be lewd or crude in nature, objects that could be overly suggestive. We do want to make sure that it's a family-friendly site. So we have what we call security that monitors not only the chat, but basically what's placed around the city as well.
Right, and as far as the learning, you know, as you talked about, when I went to Cybertown, I did not know HTML at all. And now I edit the daily paper, daily news. I edit the HTML, and we post it. And, you know, that's from someone who didn't know what HTML meant a few years ago.
Exactly.
And so there's a lot of that. I've even taken VRML classes from Morningstar.
Yes.
That's a trip.
That's fun.
Programming is programming is programming.
Right. Yeah. And the CCs, the city credits, city cash that we use, is to buy those objects. And we can buy art. We can buy household objects.
We can actually buy houses now as
buy
well.
Buy houses.
Do we want to go see a house? Go to your house?
Why don't you go over to the museum now for a little bit?
Okie dokie.
In honor of DragonCon, I did decorate the outer space section of the museum as Star Trek.
They're going to be upset.
When the artists create things in Cybertown, sometimes they do themed objects, depending on their likes and needs. We have a large contingent of Trekkies and Star Wars fans. So I've been fortunate over the last 6 years in Cybertown to collect. I'm a huge collector in real life. I collect Buddhas. So here I collect, like, everything I can.
Pack rat.
Yes, I'm a voracious pack rat.
Pack rat.
Most of the objects for the museum are from my personal collections.
Oh, you'll have to go back to.
I have, there's
no, okay. You know,
eight rooms in the museum plus the main lobby. The main lobby is run by my assistant, who when I'm not there, he's in charge. He decorates. This is the main lobby. The building was also designed by him. We got our heads together. I came up with the idea we really need a museum. But this is what I'm visioning, and he built it. And this is the vision that was in my head, and he actually built it to the specifications I gave. The main lobby has a different theme every month. Actually, I think usually Morning does it like every other week, because he likes decorating like I do. Then there's eight rooms. One's a Native Peoples, which would be Native American or Native Peoples such as South Asian, all different kinds throughout the world. Then we have Oriental, which covers any of the Oriental races. We have Ancient Peoples, which would be Ancient Rome, Ancient Greece. I usually tend to theme it to that. Then there's your Egyptian room, which is specifically for Egyptian objects. Medieval. Outer space, and then we have a fine art room. And the fine art, what we do is every month we feature a different artist in Cybertown, and they have their own personal showing in the fine arts room. Outer space, most of the rooms I try to theme every month to a certain thing, like 1 month we did gardening, and we did gardens throughout the world. And it's interesting. A lot of people, I get some really good feedback from them. That's our cafeteria,
yes,
where we
is.
Gather when we have parties in the museum. And we've had some really great ones. do the Egyptian, and we had an Egyptian theme. We had a grand ball where we had to dress up as our favorite fantasy character. We had a Star Wars ball, and everyone had to find avatars to dress up in Star Wars themes. We had some great avatars.
And a certain amount of virtual food is really good for dieting.
Oh, virtual food? You'll never gain weight with virtual food, right?
Can I go through the door, cheer?
I'm going to open the floor up for questions for a couple minutes while he's going around and showing the objects.
Oh, I remember now.
Good. Does anyone have any questions so far?
Most places you can walk through the door. Sometimes you have to click the door. That's just...
In the museum, you do have to click the doors when you arrive at the rooms if you're going through the main lobby.
Through the viewpoints, too.
And to leave.
Through the viewpoints as well.
I have to give it a few moments for everything to load.
Oh, yeah. You can do this on dial-up. I did it for a long time because I was out in the middle of the country where I couldn't get anything but dial-up.
And I'm from New Mexico.
Now, if you look at the tabs on the dialogue box here, you'll see different numbers. One of 112, that's the people. Then you see the door. And that tells you how many places are being occupied at the moment. Then you see the box where it says 32. That's how many objects are allowed in any room in Cybertown. Some people try and bypass it, but it's quite difficult. And then it's difficult for other people with slower computers.
You have nothing
but
in the back.
But the 32 objects, that'll list what's here in that room. And if you only want to see some specific things, you can beam to them. See? Now, that was created, it's Virtual Reality Markup Language, VRML. And you create actual objects. We have people that have created things, and you'll see if we go to the sci-fi room, that look like they came right out of Star Trek. It's amazing. Aliens.
If you can envision this, you can create it. Because I have created, and there are, you can create worlds, you can create avatars, you can create things.
Yeah. It's amazing. There are some fountains that people... I have a very dear friend in Cybertown that she made an exact copy of the Taj Mahal that it blows you away. It's perfectly done. She also made what they call an exclusive. There's very limited copies of it. I don't know if any of you have seen the statue of Queen Nefertiti. It's just the bust and the head with when she has the headpiece on. She made 10 copies, and she gave all 10 to the museum for us to use to raise funds, and we keep one copy out of that 10 for us, for our collection. And it looks just like the statue that's in the museum in Paris. So you have people, an artist in CT, that can do such amazing things, and it gives you a sense of the world, which to me is just, it's phenomenal.
I think we need to talk about the financial aspects of Cybertown, and I'm going to turn that over to Jason RC so he can speak to everyone about how you can join Cybertown and what marketing is out there, et cetera.
Right. excuse me. Wasn't actually expecting this. In terms of Cybertown, it's actually a subscription website, so it costs $5 a month for each primary identity. The reason it's a subscription site is because in this day and age it's fairly impossible to run a site of this size without any funding coming in. What we try to do with this is we try to get additional revenue in from sponsors, affiliates and partners. And a lot of that is coming in the background to pay for a lot of the hosting and the bandwidth, etc. But we still do need the additional subscription charge that we charge each ID. There are group charges available, so your $5 a month buys you your primary ID, and then you can pay a dollar a month for an additional alternate, if you like. There are also group rates available for families.
I'm not sure off the top of my head. $99, because I know a number of us, you know, donate more so that we're able to offer, you know, free entry to
sponsorships.
Yeah.
There are also sponsorship funds set up as well, because there are a lot of people who have been coming to Cybertown for quite some time prior to the site going to a subscription site who don't have the means to pay the full subscription. So a lot of, because it's a community and the community nature of the people in there, a lot of people have donated money to sponsorship funds, and those funds are distributed to help the subscriptions of some of the younger members who can't necessarily afford to pay on their own.
Yeah, I was talking to Alexia in Australia, and she's in university down there, and she says, well, she's got all these university things going, so she won't be able to spend much money, so she's trying to save up enough to get another month in Cybertown.
Aww. Well, I sponsor somebody for a year, every year. I just give them the extra, because it's less if you sponsor them for the year than if you do on a month-to-month basis. Mm-hmm. So I do one sponsorship.
And I've actually done that as well, sponsored a person for a year, and several times I've had people come to me that just needed to be sponsored for 1 month, and I've done that probably 4 or 5 times in addition to that. So it's something that we all stick together and help everybody out with, and it's a lot of fun. We enjoy it tremendously, as you can probably tell by hearing us talk about it, obviously. And none of us are paid to be here to talk about it either. We're all here on our own dime doing this for the benefit of Cybertown, to have more folks become aware of it and maybe get you guys interested and come in and join.
And it goes above and beyond being a chat site. A lot of people go, oh, well, it's just a chat site. You're sitting in a chat room. But it's really not. You, like Joe said, you really do form lifelong friendships. You meet people from all over the world. You learn so much about other people, and it gives you a way to expand yourself and give you a broader look at what goes on. Like, I'm from New York, and I have to say, I think the most touching thing in my heart was when 9/11 happened. Carol called me, and I'm going to get mushy. Carol called me. Are you okay? Are you okay? Joe called me. Everybody called my house, because we're friends anyhow. From that point, we had been. And they all called to see if I was okay and that I hadn't been in the city the day 9/11 happened. And to me, that was like my own family call, but these are my friends, and they don't live here, and they had to pay long-distance call charges to see that I was safe. And that was just like, and the site itself, anytime there's a tragedy, like when they had the tsunami, everybody gathers together and we support each other in that emotions, because it is a worldwide site and things like that affect us as a world. And it really gives you such an awareness that, you know, there's really some great people out there that you can look next door, your next door neighbor, and love your neighbor, but there's a whole world of neighbors out there. And that's what Cybertown, I think, gives us most.
Yeah, you break down the walls.
There's no walls. People. There's and prejudice, there's, you know, I might get angry at Carol because, hey, Carol, you know, you forgot to give me my CC, you know. But we love each, we all, it's like such a great feeling. It almost brings me back to the 60s.
Okay, I need to take over now.
Go.
I think what we also should touch base on here is Cybertown is a vision. The founder of our city, his name is Hawk. Him and another gentleman by the name of SFX actually had the vision for Cybertown based on the book Snow Crash. And Hawk is still our founder. He still runs our city. He's the person I report to. But Cybertown wouldn't be possible if it hadn't been for the efforts of these two men. And I think we're all grateful to them all the time. And that's a big plug for our boss there. But basically, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't all be here. Our city wouldn't be here. And the fun that we all share together, you know, just wouldn't be happening as well.
You know, just one of our trips here would pay want that person their entire life's fee for Cybertown.
Tell me.
Have a life membership.
So I was wondering if there's any questions out there. Does anyone have any questions at all?
And if anybody didn't get the CD that I passed out earlier before we got some started, here. I have some left to hand out if you want one. It's a little virtual tour of Cybertown as well as a tour of one of the houses, which was my house. in 3D, so you can see and get an idea of what it's all about if you didn't really get it from here, or if you want to review it again without having to go online. Or you can sign up for a 30-day free trial and just come in and play for
and
a
explore,
month without without it costing you a dime. Am I right about that?
30-day
free trial.
Yes,
30-day
free trial, definitely. Yes.
Just to get the ball rolling on questions here, since I'm not even good at this. If I did a 30-day free trial, if I did a 30-day free trial and I decided to join, but I couldn't get my funds together, say, within that first, the next 2 weeks, would they save my ID if I communicated that with someone? For 2 weeks for me to put my membership funds together.
Yes, yes. All IDs are maintained within the database. In fact, we have more IDs than we know what to do with. They're not IDs have not been purged out for the past 2 years. So even if you have to leave Cybertown for a while you gather funds, move, whatever, when you come back, your ID is still intact, and you can always reactivate it at any time.
Yeah, the only thing you might lose is any objects that you had gotten.
Yes, if your home is deleted, any objects that you have loaded up in your home,
inside the home,
go with it. If it, you have anything in your backpack,
that stays.
Your backpack
or
stays with you wherever you go, as long as your as well as your storage areas.
And then jobs, you know, we've alluded to them. We've got mayor and deputy mayor. And do you have a job that's actually in Cybertown, Jason?
Kind of.
Sponsor IC, I think, is one I've seen as a title. And I'm...
He's also a mayor's secretary, so that means that these guys keep me in line and tell me where I'm supposed to be and when. And
well, somebody's got to, Joe. And I'm news editor or CVN editor, I think it says.
Nice. Who's the,
and you'll notice that little icon up there in the top, it says news. And if you click on that, it pulls up the daily news that we try and keep going, that shows some of the events, some of the activities that go on in the town. And, of course, I recruit writers. So if anybody joins and wants to write, contact me. And we'll get you published in a daily newspaper or a news magazine.
We are broken at the moment.
What's broken at the
moment? It's thinking. It's been thinking for
my
long,
computer doesn't think too
it's
well.
It's been thinking for a long time.
Well, double click it again.
I have no mouse. That's what I said.
Uh oh.
We are at the famous Windows reboot.
Uh oh.
And we're early in the process. We've still got about 20 minutes left.
Well, I think that's because
it's
that
really,
here. Let's
really.
Try.
You,
okay,
you
try.
You know your computer. Just hit it. Hit it. Get a big hammer out. Whack.
Now, if that doesn't work, okay, sometimes we try the Control-Alt-Delete.
I've got something running that's going to need to be killed. This is the famous three fingers.
It's all Susie's fault.
We all know and
Susie,
love so well.
You have frozen the computer in Atlanta. Congratulations.
It looks like it's a reboot time.
Well, we'll see.
I had the fun of having the blue screen of death twice last night while I was packing the cache with, you know, the different sites so that it...
Yeah, it's totally
since we were expecting dial-up, we wanted to be able to load as quickly as possible.
Bye.
Arrivederci, Roma.
Everybody here runs Windows, eh? Oh, there's a Linux man of
yeah. A self-satisfied
you got a Macintosh?
Smile.
Got a Macintosh?
Cybertown
no
is an
independent for Macintosh.
Platform
to run a Windows
as well,
emulator.
So you can run it on either a Unix, Linux, or Windows platform.
You can run it on Linux if you have the Windows emulator for the VRML, because it won't run Linux without...
Right.
Yeah.
I run it on Linux.
Yeah.
I keep two partitions. Because this Windows stuff, you know... Bill likes to make sure you crash on an every 20-minute basis.
In addition to her being the mayor of Cybertown, she's also an Uber geek in real life.
Oh, because this is sketchy. Windows stopped doing this.
Previous boot incomplete. Lord, we love
that,
don't we?
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what this does.
It says Windows XP.
That's a good start. Yeah, but have you ever had it when it comes up and says that Windows thing and it just stays there and stays there and stays there? I used to like 95 because, or no, 98, because I'd get a little red line at the top that'd tell me that it was messed. And so I'd have to reboot.
Are we allowed to talk about Silhouette?
You would know that more than I would. I've signed a confidentiality agreement.
We're allowed to talk about Silhouette. Silhouette is actually the next generation of Cybertown that will be coming out. So it should be pretty exciting. It's a lot more robust. We'll still have the interactive chat that we have now, but there will be a lot more 3D enhancements within Silhouette, and hopefully it will be out.
Click that.
What do you think, Jace?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Hopefully in the next few months or so. We're all really looking forward to the next generation.
It's finished its alpha testing. It's currently about to enter beta.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Look in there. Yeah, I know I've signed up for it. I just got to stick my
camera attention on what I'm doing here so you know in case something funny comes up.
That's
like
another thing about Silhouette. You can use a webcam in Silhouette so you can actually chat and visually see the person you're chatting to. I'm not too sure about that myself because I look pretty scary in the first thing in the morning, you know, before I've had coffee. And
I look scary.
And that's usually when I'm answering email and talking to people. So I'm not really too sure if I'm going to use that webcam ability.
At that time.
Because I'm sitting there, my hair's up like this. I'm sitting there drinking coffee and
typing. Silhouette requires some major processing power. Okay, right. It requires a high-speed broadband internet access. It requires major processing power and memory requirements. It requires a specific broadband. It requires a specific broadband, or not broadband, a specific camera output. It requires raw video format from the camera you have. If your camera doesn't do raw video format, it won't work. That's okay. We'll just talk without it now.
All right. Silhouettes.
It requires...
let's see if IE does.
Oh, what was it? I got derailed by JDB telling me he couldn't do this. But anyway, it works, and it's functional, but it's just requires some heavy horsepower to work.
You want me to?
Children?
Silhouettes actually produced by a company called IVN. IVN is a parent company that essentially purchased the Cybertown site last year. Silhouette is part of a range of different applications being developed by IVN, and Silhouette in particular takes webcam technology. They've used some very clever programming within that to take the image shown via video camera, attach it to an avatar, so wherever you do movements of your head, for example, it moves the rest of your body. And that technology is the stuff that's coming on board for something being developed next year that Cybertown will be part of.
And it's totally amazing.
We'll rock.
Yes, it'll rock.
And we might actually get back online.
Oh,
yeah. That'd be cool.
Click, click, click.
Hit connect. And fly, baby, fly.
It certainly does move a little better than dial-up.
What are you guys connected on now?
Cell phone. Singular cell phone.
Oh, really?
Through a USB port.
Steve's cell phone, wherever Steve is. Thank you, Steve.
Very nice. Lovely idea.
We still have enough time left to do this. It says we're connected, so we'll get rid of that for a moment and see if we can use your browser.
This is a cell phone connection?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's quite impressive.
I'm really like, wow.
Cyber geeks.
See, I didn't know. Something I didn't know. I just learned. So I can pull out my old cell phone if I run
fine.
Out of my connection.
How many?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Hit home. But
for those of you who just entered, we do have a CD that you can take with you as a demo of Cybertown that you can view at your leisure on your own home computer or laptop. So please make sure you stop by and get one before you take off. You can use it on a Mac as well, but the CD that we have right now is a Windows-based platform. We didn't bring a dual platform.
The disk that I brought out is AVI format. You can view it on whatever you have.
Oh,
view
did?
AVI. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good
I did
job.
Not. I did not
well
do the
done,
proprietary
Logan.
Platform. So if you don't have one, by all means, come up here at the end and you can have one.
Well, I guess we have to keep them after all.
I guess your homepage is not working because it says done. It says.
Yeah, it started. It was running through some.
I don't think we're going to be able to use your Slim browser. We go back to what he used, which is Internet Explorer.
Well, while these two are trying to sort out how to get us back online,
that's not going to happen.
One of the other aspects of Cybertown is what we call a city council. The city council is basically based upon one member from each colony, which is usually the CL. And we also have the security commissioner, the places liaison, the deputy mayor, myself, and then I have a team of mayor secretaries that come for note-taking, assigned duties, tasks. And then we also have what we call the caretakers. The caretakers are ex-CLs, ex-contacts, ex-people who have decided to step down after many years of leading a position within the city, but are still extremely valuable in both their expertise, their knowledge, and, of course, their friendship, and are invited by Hawk, our founder, to become a caretaker. Hawk has about 5 caretakers right now that are fully active in the city that will come and sit in on council meetings occasionally, but basically are just there for us to go to in times of need or if we need advice or suggestions. What the council does is the city itself, we have a proposal site where they can, the citizens within the city can actually ask for changes, ask for new things to come into the city. They submit a proposal, and what we do on the council is look at it for feasibility to see if we can actually make it happen. Sometimes the technical requests are just, there's no way we can do them, so we have to turn it down. But a lot of times we can do a lot of improvements, both structurally, socially within the city, but technically based on what the citizens want. It is a very interactive community. That means that we listen to the people who are there on what they would like to see within the city and try to bring that into the way that we run things. So we do have a city council that meets about once a month, depending on my mood. Basically, sometimes we meet twice a month. It depends on really what's going on. It's a good group of people, so we do most of the things that we have to do within email. We're all email fanatics. We all have various chat clients that we use, Yahoo, MSN, to keep in touch every day as well. But that is the sole purpose of the council, is to make sure that the city keeps growing and keeps moving in the way that the citizens want. Do we all get along all the time? Absolutely not. You're looking at anywhere from 12 to 15 people in a room, each one of them with their own opinions. But that's also what makes the city work as well, is we are a diverse community, and we do take, you know, what everyone thinks in mind and try to come up with a solution that does work. And it's kind of nice because it's not really a dictatorship as far as only one person making the decision. We have a group of people who are always, you know, working together to try to do what's best for the people who are coming in and participating in our site. I don't think you guys are going to get into
it. No, it's not going to succeed.
It doesn't look like it's going to come back to us.
We weren't ready for the connection we had down here, and that Steve is not here anywhere in the room. So I'm not sure how his connection works at this point.
But he got us online to be able to show you.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was a good thing.
A nice view of Cybertown, and that's good.
You can actually see that from the CD as well, because that was what I did. I logged into the city. I took the city guide tour, which is a little minor avatar, and you can click on various things on there, and it tells you about what you can do in Cybertown. And then I went to my house in 3D, which also showed you the 3D options that are available. Because the other one is 2D Java, one is VRML, and together they make the entire platform that we operate on in Cybertown.
So again, our URL is www.cybertown.com. It's pretty easy to find, and we really hope that as many people will come in and experience and come and join us and have some fun.
Come in and visit for the 30-day trial. Anyway, it's worth that and nothing else. You know, you might find out you like it. Like I said, anybody that didn't get one of the CDs, when we get ready to wrap it up, they're come up and get one.
Does anyone have any questions? Any questions whatsoever?
We can answer just about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have us in a room. You know, most people would be thrilled to have this happen.
Yeah,
right now.
They never get us like all.
Well, two of our main speakers are not here as a result of various and sundry things happening from Hurricane Katrina. One of them, the founder, is actually out doing search and rescue and or whatever else he can do down there right now. And one of them was Mickey W. He was also scheduled to be here, and he's kind of stuck down in the southern part of Alabama
grandbaby sitting.
Grandbaby sitting and allowing people to come in and live in his home that have no place to go, that the churches or whatever have brought to him to do. So as was stated earlier, we become a real family and we do things together, and we're unhappy and sad when things like this happen. We had a lot of folks from New Orleans that turned up missing and have since turned up okay.
Good. Right,
that there's been several that are still probably missing. Not as famous as B.B. King, but it still affects us. You know, so that's. Any questions at all from anybody?
How about virtual life? Have any of you ever lived on the net before?
Well, we knew you did.
No. Besides spending hours on
it. How many of you have been in other chat rooms or what have you? Okay, there's one. There's two.
Three. Yeah, now the hands are coming
out.
We
see him, chat room.
Have any of you ever experienced any 3D communities?
Once, several years ago, and it didn't work very well.
It's gotten a little better since then.
I've been on in Cybertown for 6 years. I think Joe and Carol have been
seven.
Oh, seven.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. How long are you? Wait,
no
JT.
Life. No.
John, how long?
My date is July 30th, 1998.
Okay, so that's like
June
30th.
Well, I never always forget that.
I was supposed to say, I know that John actually has been in the city a few months longer than I have, because I met John after I had joined the city with another gentleman that's no longer with us. His name is Flyby, and he was the mayor previous to me, and he was a great man, and he was actually one of the people that helped keep me in the city. He was my mentor, one of my closest friends, and somebody that still means an awful lot to many of us who have been in the city for a long time. We actually have a park that is called Flyby's Park. We lost him about 3 years ago, right after he purchased his brand new Harley, so he's riding that Harley now, but he was one of our main, you know, benefactors in the city, who really mentored a lot of us and kept a lot of us going. And when we first started the city, and made it a really, really fun place to be. So here's to Flyby.
Amen.
Yeah, and he would have really been upset about having a heart attack.
Yeah, that would have really ticked him off.
He could have dealt with that.
Yay, we're back up.
No, actually, that's the tour, or trying to do the tour. Waiting for
it. Well, it actually works, Will, but I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's a nice black screen. So far, it's not actually showing us anything.
Yeah, but you've got a nice black screen there. I mean, you know.
I have to admit to having created this on Wednesday night before I flew out there. Oh, your computer just locked up again. We're done again.
Yeah. One of the things you do have to know, as far as going 3D, to have a download.
There's nothing I can do about it.
A helper application.
That's a plug-in.
It's a small client that you would download. Right. When you go to the site, it'll actually ask you, do you want to download the client? It's a very, very small client. I think it's about 50 megabytes that you install that enables the Java side of the house. So you can sit and chat in 2D without a problem, but if you wanted to go 3D and actually view the objects, be able to purchase them, move things around, get your own avatar, your own personality, basically, you just have to download the small client, and it really isn't very invasive at all.
Well, it enriches the traveling.
It's
fun to run across and fly across.
Well, our time
terrain
is up. We have another group that's coming in here at 11. Is there any other questions? Thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to see you all.
Yep, we appreciate it.
Have a good day.